here at Vice here. We're getting to the end of the park, sort of. So we're talking about a sugya. If you didn't get there yet, it's Shavuot Kol Nefesh sugya. It's all through Yevamos. But it's with Daf was spoken about Beferish, and they're showing them here on Daf and Dalet. The issue of Chaim to Rabbeinu Gershom and taking more than one wife. The Din Min HaTorah and what it was in Chazal and what exactly Rabbeinu Gershom was Mechadish and what's the Halacha L'maisa. So the Mishnah here tells us Din, Pashtin, that there's big family, a lot of brothers, and four brothers die. There's Arba Achim, Nesum Arba Nashim, and there's more brothers than that, but there's four who die. Rata Gadol Shebehem Liyavim Es Kulam Harshus Biyado. If the Gadol has the right to do Yibum, and he has the right to be Miyabim, all four women. That's the din of the Mishnah. So Gemara tells us, what's this teaching us? Why not? Of course he could be Miyabim. Right? We at this point in the Masechta, we know that there's no limits on, you could have lots of wives. Why wouldn't he be Miyabim all of them? So the Gemara says to tell you that if the Yavam is a wealthy person and could support all four wives, that he's allowed to take all four wives. If he's not wealthy, he shouldn't take all four wives, but if he's wealthy and could support them all, like his chiyuv, the chiyuv of ksuah to support your wife, he could take all four wives. But it's telling us four because he shouldn't take more than four. Even Mrs. Yibum, he still should not take more than four wives. Why not? So the Gemara has a cheshbon. It says, ki hechi din namte ona b'chodesh. This way, if you only have four wives, so each woman, each month, will have tashrish at least one time. In addition to supporting his wives, he has the chiv ona is to have tashmish. So how often? So if you only have four wives, every wife, every month, will have at least once. So what's the cheshbon? Why that? How does that work out? What's the math? So Rashi explains, the pshat is, Ksuva Samach Beis tells us that there's a chiv of ona. Man has to be with his wife, but it's not a flat din. It's case specific. Every husband, it depends what that husband's profession is. Based on that, we decide what's the expectation that a wife could have from their husband. So a stam fellow is twice a week. But a Talmud Chacham, he's staggering away and learning, and he's really into his learning. The wife understands it's just once a week. And the Gemara says there that anyone who wants has a right to become a Talmud Chacham. Even when he was married, he was a batlin. If that's true, he becomes a Talmud Chacham, so he only has to be with his wife once a week. Fine. So then Mela, you have four wives. Each one will get once every 4 weeks. So therefore, each month, each one will be with the husband. Why every month? So that's Mestama, just because a woman becomes Tahara every month. She has a cycle of a month. The Gemara says, Gemara in Ksuvis learns it from a pasuk, that it should never be less than a month, once a month, because we learn a pasuk in Malachim. Malachim Beis, that the army of David, in the army of David, they always made it that every shift only was in the army for a month. No one had to be in the army for more than a month at a time. Because if not, so the Gemara says, they wouldn't be able to be with their wife. So even the B'shas Mulchama, we want it to be that everyone should be able to be with his wife once a month. And the Ramas is based on that, there's a halacha, that even if the wife is maskim, a husband should never go on a trip for more than a month. He should never leave his wife for more than a month. A month is okay. So that's the basic din, HaMishnah. A nice Meir Simcha, Meshe Chachman V'yetzes, says this has basis in a pasuk. It says from Lavan. Lavan yells at Yaakov Avinu. He's telling him, Hashem will be an aid between us. He says, "Imtanes benosai, imtikach nashim al benosai." And he says, "If Hashem should be with you, Hashem will punish you if you are ma'ana. You hurt my daughters by taking another wife." So says from Meir Simcha, Yaakov Avinu is Talmud Chacham, but he had four wives. So Mamela, it would be an offense if he would take another wife. Okay, so four wives. Don't take women for wives. So in the Ritva here in the Sugya, yeah.
How could Rabbi Akiva have been away for so long?
Oh, so that's the Gemara talks about that in Ksuvis. There was a shita there that's a kasha, yeah. That is a kasha. The Gemara has a machlokus there. It says that there are people who did that, not coming home, and they were punished for it. Somehow Rabbi Akiva was different. There's something different there. But be'etzem, it's aser. The Gemara tells stories there. People who went away for a long time, they were punished because of it. What?
Is this a suggestion or something?
Oh, so it doesn't sound like Smaam Shalacha, because the Gemara here actually just says Eitza. So it's not. Which is a little bit funny, because Mitzad Sheni, Iksuvis, it sounds like it's a real thing. Why are they punished? Because they were being Ma'ana their wife. It was hurting their wife's feelings, and they were punished for that. So, fine. So the Ritva says, not so fast. The Ritva says a chumra that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and this is a chumra even for Svarzim, even for people who would like to take an extra wife. So the Shulchan Aruch says, not so fast, based on the Ritva and the Sugya. Ritva says like this, he says, he doesn't think it's true. He says, it can't be true. There's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says, Macheres yikach la sheiruk susavar nasa lo sigra. The pasuk says, if someone takes a second wife, he cannot diminish the sheiruk susan owner of the first wife. So says the Ritva, if she got married, let's say it was a Talmud Chacham, and therefore she has a right to a chiyuv of owner once a week, and then he wants to marry someone else, so he can't do something that's going to mat his owner, right? He would have to have once a week with each wife, or if it's not a Talmud Chacham, twice a week, yeah.
Can you have seven wives?
Seven.
Once you have 7 days. Like, what's restricting him from?
Yeah. So, L'chayr, if he would, it sounds to the Ritva, it's just that it's a chiyuv. It becomes a chiyuv. The chiyuv owner on him becomes to give each wife what he could give them.
But he can still give each wife.
So, if he had 10 wives and it was a, right?
They're still getting each one once a week, though. Meaning they're still getting
right. So if it was taka like that, right? If it was taka like that, that could be, but he would, that would be his mitzvah. His mitzvah would be to provide each wife with the owner chiyuv.
That doesn't match up with four though.
Oh, so what does he do with the Gemara?
Yeah.
Oh, so he says the Gemara was only talking about a case of Yibum. He says by Yibum, so it's a mitzvah menatayr to take another wife. So the male, the wife has no right to protest. But normally the wife he has a right to protest. It says that a person, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, if someone gets married and he has a local job and then he wants to become a trucker, so the Gemara says he can't do that because he needs his wife's rishus, because when he got married he was already mechuyev in the ona of a person who works locally. So you can't just change in the middle. So too, if someone wakes up one morning and says, you know, I'm Sephardi and I'm taking another wife, so he can't do that because he would need his wife's rishus, and this is actually brought la halacha that.
Can a wife give rishus?
What?
Can a wife give rishus?
So a wife could give rishus, right? We're talking about Minatayra now. Minatayra, a wife could give rishus. So that's true. So that's the Ritva. That's halacha. Now, besides for that, just want to mention, because this is going to lead into Chaim to Rabbeinu Gershom, where did it come from? You know, Rabbeinu Gershom just woke up one day and says, I don't like, you know, this is barbaric. You know, well, where did Rabbeinu Gershom come from? If it's good enough, and, you know, mutter smutter. So the emphasis is, Rav Reuven Margolios, he has this, I got to, through Avi Wiener showing me something, but then from that I was excited about Rav Reuven's take, so I looked elsewhere. He has a very beautiful, a few shekels about this. And he brings Makoros, this is in a sefer called Ololos, that Avada, it's not, if you look in Chazal, you see in Yevamos, it sounds like everyone is having these whole harems there, but that's all, it's possible, but it's not Chazal, and Chazal were against it. And there wasn't a Chazal, he stamps, you know, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, Rav Reuven Margolios has, he brings Raios, he shows that besides for Yibum, we never find anyone the Tanam of Amaram, anyone having more than one wife. He brings Chazals that it's their assumption was, unless your wife dies, you have the same wife. You know, it was like a partial assumption. And it points out that the Chazals that are favorites that Chazal were negative on the idea of having two wives. He quotes one of his makoros is a medrash. This is Psikta Rabasi, Psikta Mem Gimel. Yeah, this is he's in Kolot Arkula. But it's talking about Elkanah. Elkanah had two wives, Chana and Penina. And the Medrash is talking about the goddess of Elkanah. It's Drash, the goddess of Elkanah. Then the Medrash asks, if Elkanah was really such a chashuv person, how did he have two wives? How did he take two wives? Like, what sort of self-respecting person has two wives? So it answers the Medrash. It says, no, Elkanah wasn't taking two wives. Chana was his first wife. Chana saw they had no children. She felt sorry for Elkanah. And therefore, Chana asked Elkanah to take in a second wife. It's clear that was their take. I'm in Yana Dioma in Rus. Rus actually saw this. This is in Tor Tamima has this in a sefer he wrote. I don't know which came. I saw it in two places, so I don't know. Tor Tamima is actually earlier. So just in Rus, the pasuk says that Ploni Almoni says to Boaz, he says, I don't want to marry Rus. He says, Pen Asheres es nachlasi, so gal ata, you should do it, not me, because I'll destroy my nachla. So the Targum there says, what does that mean? He said, I already have a wife. I can't take a second wife because I'm going to destroy my relationship with the first wife. I'll be mashkes my nachla. But you don't have a wife because Boaz's wife, Chazal, say, died before Rus and Nami returned to Moab. And then Mela, you should take Rus.
So why is it not so negative?
That's a pella. Apparently, he was doing the right thing. He was doing the right thing. How do you end up Ploni Almoni? Why is he? Okay. It's a good kasha. Maybe Makam Yibam. He should have done different. It wasn't really Yibam, but okay. Chesed. I don't know. That's a good kasha. Another chazal, Ksuva Samach Beis. The Gemara says Rebbe had a daughter-in-law who couldn't have kids. So his son wanted to take another wife, so he could have kids. And Rebbe said to him, you can't take the second wife, because they're going to say one is your wife and one is your zona. It looks like you have one wife who's your actual wife, and the other one's just a zona. Why would you have two wives? Right? So Chazal seemed to have that take, you know, the pasuk.
Aren't Plug Shimuel, though?
No.
Or not?
Just for a king. There's a rush that says it's mutter, but we don't hold that way. Yeah, so it's negative, you know, the pasuk. Right, v'davak v'ishtar, right, the pasuk Yazov, Ava v'ima v'davak v'ishtar. The tachlis being davak, ha'ilu basar echad, they become basar echad. It's the pashas is that that's the kabbalas hatayra. You have by Malchus, you know, perhaps for different reasons, you see them doing differently, but Be'etzem Chazal's take is that Be'etzem, you have one wife, right? The Avos took for special reasons, but it's not a partial thing. Now, the Chayra, that's already the beginning of what Rishonim talk about here, is the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, is the Rashba writes, Rashba says, this is in the Chuvus Chadashos, Kufron Zayin. He writes that Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, was made a chayram against having two wives, he said, because derech pritzus v'hololos. This is something that the idea is that Rabbeinu Gershom is now creating something new, but it's that this is something that's not the Yiddish mahalach. So the Ritva here on our sugi, he brings in chayram Rabbeinu Gershom, and just in the discussing, is this din takel halacha l'maisa? This din that in Yivim you could take four wives. So the Ritva says, yes, it is halacha l'maisa. Even Bimeinu, even though he was telling you these things against having many wives, but that's not in Yivim. By Yivim, the Ritva says you could take four wives. And he says, what about Chayram to Rabbeinu Gershom? So he says, Chayram to Rabbeinu Gershom was only in the lands of Germany and France, but in our lands we don't have it. And he says that even in places where they do Chayram to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not for Makim Yibam. Not Mestaber that Rabbeinu Gershom would say something that would go against the din of Yibam. So that's the Ritva. The Mordechai, he brings from Avigdor HaKohen that the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom was even with Makom Yibam, that even Makom Yibam, you shouldn't have two wives. Also, that's one machlokus, two deos brought in the Ramah. What's the din? But the bigger machlokus here, what's discussed is bechlal, does the whole Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom actually apply b'zman hazeh? So that is not clear. The Rashba writes in Shuvah, the Shuvah we mentioned, Shuvah's Chadashos. So he writes that he heard, he doesn't say it's a clear thing. He doesn't say how he knows this is true. He heard people saying it, but he thinks it's true. That Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom was only in effect until the end of the year 5000. The year 5000, which corresponds to the year 1240. After that, there's no longer Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, and therefore, the Rashba says he was already after 1240 when he wrote the Tshuva, and he says it doesn't apply. That's what he says. It's well known he says that. That's the Shita. The Beis Yosef takes that. The Shulchan Aruch takes that, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, there's no such thing as Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. B'zman hazeh, for the Shulchan Aruch, even Ashkenazim don't have to keep the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, because the whole thing doesn't apply after the year 1240. So the Marshal in Yevamos.
Why 1240?
That's a good question. Exactly. So we'll talk about why he would have done that. Why Bedafka that year? I don't know. We could guess something up, but I'm not gonna. It is funny. It's funny. It's also like, why did he, like, once you're doing the 1240, go weiter. You know, you want to adjust your generation. Right, he was in the whatever 1050 or so. Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom. Like, if he's putting in effect for 200 years, why don't you just put it in for more than 200 years? Like, yeah, that's a good kasha. So that we'll talk about that. Why exactly? What?
Why don't we have multiple wives these days?
Why?
Don't we have multiple wives these days?
We don't necessarily hold like the Beis Yosef, right? So it's Marshal, okay? The Marshal. Yamshal Shlomo on Yevamos. So he says he doesn't think it's true. It's not true, he says, because you look at, there's many Rishonim, because a whole list of Rishonim who lived after 1240 and still brought the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom as if it was as a real din. So that's the Shitas Marshal. It's still a din of a Chayim today. Whatever this Chayim was, it still applies to Zman Hazeh. And well, that's the Shita. The Ramah is interesting. It's not what people think. Ramah would assume. He is cholik on the Beis Yosef, but not that he thinks the Chayim is still a Chayim. He doesn't seem to hold that there really is a Chayim. He rather holds something else. He says that in a chinami, the Rashba is right. Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom went out of effect in the year 1240. But, Lamaisa, we keep it as a minhag. Look around in Ashkenazi circles, we don't have two wives. And therefore it's a minhag. If it's a minhag, so we keep minhagim. So he says to keep it, but only as a minhag. He says if it's a chayrim, then it's very chamer. But if it's a minhag, it's not so chamer. And there's room to say b'makom, a big tzorech, to be mekel. And he writes, that in the chayrim, the kolbo writes, the kolbo actually was interesting after 1240, but he brings it as a chayrim, and he says there's no way, even b'makom, that you have to take a second wife. Your first wife is impossible, and she won't take a get, so you need a second wife. So he says, Afal Pekin, you can't take a second wife without 100 Rabbanim. You need a Heter Mei Rabbanim. Says the Ramah, that's only true if it's a Chayrim. But it's really not a Chayrim. It's a Minig. For a Minig, as long as it's a big Tzorech, you could be Matter the Minig.
What's a Minig? Anything that society does, so even like a bad thing? Society
does, so that's an interesting thing. A Minig to be a Minig has to be a good thing. If not, it's a Minig Shtos. Okay, so we have to talk about that too. Why is it a good thing?
I'm saying, does it have to be a legal process? I'm saying, just because people are doing good stuff, I'm saying, why does that mean it's a mandated minhag now?
Oh, l'chayra, because they're doing it because they think this is the right thing.
Based on Allah?
You're right. You could say not.
That might just be a nice thing. Right. I'm saying it's not legislated in halacha.
Right, that's true. Okay, so we have to understand, like, really, what the machlokas is about. Right? The Beis Yosef, you're right. He said it's not even a minhag. He says, just don't do it. You're making a mistake. Even in Germany, they're just making a mistake. The Ramah says it's a minhag. That's interesting, and therefore it can be more mekel. The Marshal says it's mamsha din and you need mei rabbanim to be matarit. And that's in the Beis Shmuel. Right, that's an interesting thing. If it's a cheirim, they understand if it's a cheirim, you need 100 people to be matarit, even makom sarach. Why is that not so clearly spoken out? It's an interesting thing. I'll just mention there's a Tanchuma in Parshas Vayeshev that talks about making a cheirim. He says a cheirim is made by a tzibur and needs at least 10 people. It says the Acha Yosef made a cheirim that no one should reveal the mechira to Yaakov Avinu, and therefore even HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the cheirim and didn't tell Yaakov Avinu, but it takes 10 people because it's a koach of a tzibur, and therefore you need the idea could be is that you need 100 people to totally outpower that to give this heter. But if it's not a cheirim, so then we it's just a minhag, so most minhagim, but makom is a big tzarach, we're willing to forgo the minhag. So the real question is, what's the machlokas about? It could be a historical machlokas, but it's interesting. If you look at the Rishonim, no one claims to know historically what happens. No one even writes that. Everyone just, it's all hearsay. The whole thing is they're talking about their shmua, they heard that it's till this year, others don't say it. Why did different Rishonim pick on saying that this is the din, you should have chayrim for the Beinu Gershim, you shouldn't have it? So the emphasis, it could be a lamdash machlokas here. Somewhat lamdisha. But first, I just want to talk, what's this, the whole inning of what's a cheirim? What's a cheirim? And what's it about? If it's a cheirim, if it's a minhag, if it's mutter. And why would a cheirim run out? Why would Rabbeinu Gershom be attacking it just this man? So, it's interesting, we don't hear so much about charamim, but in the days of Rishon, there were lots of charamim, but most of them we don't even hear about anymore, because they were just charamim for their kehilos, for their time. So what's a cheirim? So it's an interesting thing. The Rambam writes, well known in the Hakdama to Perish Mishnayis, the Rambam writes that after Chasimus HaTalmud, after the end of the Gemara, we don't have the koach to make gezeiros anymore. Bezin can't make new gezeiros. We're not allowed to do it. Why? Because Bezin just doesn't have that sort of a koach. What a cheirim is a koach of a tzibur to be goes through something, but not through the regular way of gzeiro. So gzeiro works, the Rabbanan, you're supposed to listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore you have to listen to the Rabbanan. Gzeiro is cheirim, something else. You don't have to prove yourself to be the gadol hadar, that there's lo sasser, it doesn't need a bezin hagadol. Cheirim is a din that a tzibur has the right to create a cheirim. There's Ramban, so he wrote a kuntris, not in any of his, not in the Kisvei Ramban, not in any other collections of the Ramban, not in the Kudushay Ramban, but it's a separate kuntris called the Mishpat HaCheirim LeRamban. He wrote something just defending the practice that they had in Spain of making charamim for all sorts of reasons. And he says, a cheirim is a din that you're allowed, a tzibur is allowed within Shvua to create a din on the tzibur. It's even actually in the Tanchuma in Vayeshev, it actually says that a cheirim is a koach of shvua. Shvua, you can make a shvua that's binding on the tzibur. And he quotes from Tanakh lots of cases where there were charamim made that had power. One of the ones he quotes is by Shaul HaMelech, when they're fighting the Plishtim, he says, anyone who eats today, before we finish killing the Plishtim, anyone who takes a break, we're gonna kill him. So cheirim, Rabbeinu, the Ramban says, it's built on the Gemara we saw earlier in the year, that Bezin Makin Va'om Shem Shalomit in Torah from Migdur Milsa. That the tzibur decides something is so important from Migdur Milsa, Horosh Shah, you're allowed to create this sort of takana that even at the point that you could even kill someone if it's something that's needed. He says it's based on a pasuk. This is one of the strangest pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas B'chu Kosai. The pasuk says, Kol cheirim asher yechra min ha'adam lo yichya, lo yipada, most Thomas lo yipada. Kol cheirim asher yechra min ha'adam, what are we talking about? So Rabban says, Pshutza shal mikra, there's a lot of drashas in Chazal. He says, Pshutza shal mikra, it's saying a cheirim created by the Bezin HaGadol or the Malchus have a koach, Sorech Shal, Migdur Milsa, to have such a din, and create a din of a cheirim. And therefore the chayim is very, very chamer. Rashi writes in Shuvas Rashi, he says, the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom, who among us is there in the whole gullus of Ashkenaz and Tzarfais, who's not a Talmud of Rabbeinu Gershom, and who could possibly be mevatel his chayim, the koch of his chayim? And they take it as a very chamer type of din. What's the idea is that we don't have a bezin of the stature to create a din to Rabbanan, but there's still what can be done with a chayim. Okay. Now, charamim are different than gzeiros. And this is perhaps why some Rishonim hold it can't be. The Mishnah Yaakov, this is an Ebenezer Simon Aleph, he writes, it's impossible for a chayim to just go on. You can't even, it's impossible a chayim, the Rabbeinu Gershom could be a chayim that could just be, he made a gzeira la'olam vayad, a chayim la'olam vayad. So it goes to Rambam, a lot of makoros like this. There's a big problem, b'chlal, how could Chazal make new dinim? There's a din of Bal Tosef, of Bal Sigra. You can't add to the Torah, you can't subtract from the Torah. So how is it possible that Chazal can make new dinim? So the Shonim talk about this, and the Teretz is it's not really so pashut. The Rambam writes in Mamrim Beis Tests, and even more on the Raikid there. They say they really can't do it. If Chazal make a new din, Stam, you make a new din, you're over in Bal Tosef. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Torah says you should make a mishmeres l'mishmarsti, you should make a siyag l'tayra. The Mela Torah says you should do this. This was given over to the Chum to make this sort of takana to guard the Torah. And the Mela, therefore, they're allowed to do it because they're not adding on to the Torah. This is part of the Mitzvah Torah. There's Ramban in Parshas Veschanan on the Isser, the beginning of Veschanan on the Isser of Bal Tosef. And he says this point. He says, if you start make a mitzvah, you'd be over Bal Tosef. It quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says by Purim, very strange Yerushalmi, it says by Purim, how did we make new mitzvahs? How did Mordechai v'Esther make more mitzvahs? And it says all the Chachamim were bothered. They say you can't do that. With all the Nevi'im, we never add mitzvahs. And the Ramban says if they would add mitzvahs, it would be Bal Tosef. So what do they do? They fail. It says in the Torah, in Parshas B'Shalach, they fail the Pasuk, Sov Zos Yikaron B'Sefer, that there's an inner of making a zecher for the mitzvah, Mechias HaMalek, and based on that, they incorporated their takana of Purim.
Are there seven mitzvahs to Ravana?
So every mitzvah, L'chaira, according to Ramban, every mitzvah, you have to explain why it's not Bal Tosef. That somehow it's really rooted into the Torah, and this is the part of the mitzvah of Torah. You can say, what about Chanukah? So you have to say there's a mitzvah being mahalal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Shira. To talk about where that comes from, and therefore this is a chelik of that mitzvah. But Stam, to create a new din, you don't have a right to do that. No one has the right to do it. And the Rambam's Lashon, it's interesting, says they can't make such a din that will be noeg l'doros. They can't make it that's noeg forever. Ein chinami, for a short period of time, they could do it. That's what Chazal call a harosha l'mikdal milsa. If it's l'arosha, right, a navi could even be mevatel a din d'araisa. But to make something a permanent change in Yiddishkeit that's not directly coming out of some sort of mitzvah satira, so you're running up against Bal Tosef.
How about Yisurim Derabban Deraisa? Like, we have all that. This is Yisurim Derabban, this is Deraisa.
Right, so L'chaira, any Yisurim Derabban has to somehow be justified.
That it's a siyag.
That it's making a mishmeres, the mishmarti, or it's somehow there's an asmacht or something that could say, this is bringing out a din Torah. Oh, so now we get to Rabbeinu Gershom. So unfortunately, we don't know historically exactly what was going on. But just in the Lamdish Shabbo, so there's room to say, the Mishnah Siakos says, there's room to say, and this could be what's driving the Beis Yosef, is that you can't just make a new Isser. The Torah says you can have polygamy. I'm sorry. It doesn't go with your social modern ideas, it's too bad. We can't do anything about that, but you can't change the Torah. That's called Bal Tosef, right? You know, people will wake up today and say, oh, Yiddishkeit, it's archaic, it's, right? Let's primitive. Let's change things. No, that's Bal Tosef. Bal Tigra, we don't touch the Torah. And therefore he's not knowing. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, that is all discussed in Siman Aleph of Evan Ezer. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sifyot Aleph, he says, it's right for every kehila to make charamim to prevent people from marrying more than one wife. He writes it, the Shulchan Aruch, you thought, that's what inspires him. Have your harem, why not? No, he said you should have charamim against it. Why? Because he understood it's not a good thing for the world. It's not good for chinuch or whatever it's not good for. But to make it a din kavua, you can't do it. It's just not a din kavua. Forget about it. L'chari, what's the other tzad? Now, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Zev, I'm sorry about this. But the accepted halacha among Ashkenazim is the Beis Shmuel, who says that no, the chayrim is knowing as a chayrim, even bisman hazeh. And there's no heter without meir abanim, even b'makam tzayruch gadol. So how is that? L'chayre, I thought the pshat is that it's been cholik on what's, you know, on what our take is. You know, it could be that the machmirim, the Ashkenazi take is that no, this chayrim, it's a real din. It's not just stama, a random new ischachis in Torah. The Torah doesn't like more than two wives. We were matarit, l'tzayrach. L'tzayrach we were matar.
Where do we see that?
So I quoted those chazals, right? Ksuva Samach Beis, it says, don't take two wives. It's going to be, they're going to say, one's your wife, one's your zona. Right? The musig that in chazal, they didn't have more than one wife. So musig, right, we mentioned the psikta rabasi, that's saying that a chashuv person doesn't have more than one wife.
It's all itza.
Right, but you could say more than that. You could say it's coming to be right, like the Ritva was saying, it's the Vatal Chi of Ona. You're going to be over on Onasal of Sigra. You'll be Ona on Kedoshim Tiyu. Maybe you'll be over on Vidavak Vishto. Right, we could put things in and say that the Emes is this was something that was preached and was always looked down upon. Ah, Letzairach. Chana asked Elkanah, right? The Chazal Chana asked Elkanah to take a second wife so we could have kids. But the emes is it was something that they didn't want, and therefore Rabbeinu Gershom had the power to say that it's going to be Noeg Ladoros. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So Bechlal, yeah. Right. So that's a Pella. It's a Pella. What the Pella is that it wasn't Asur, but there was never in Chazal, eventually Ruhr and Margolis, in Chazal you never find a Tana or a Vemora having more than one wife. Okay. Yeah, we're finished. Okay, Rabbi Zayn.